Restoring My Soul, Monday the 1st of December. The Secret of the Lord. Yahweh Elohim's covenant purpose for mankind was described by the Apostle Paul as a mystery. He explained that this mystery is made known through the preaching of the gospel, writing, "Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret since the world began, but now made manifest, and by the prophetic scriptures made known to all nations, according to the commandment of the everlasting God for obedience to the faith, to God alone wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever." It is notable that Paul identified the mystery of God revealed through the gospel as a secret. Concerning this secret, King David declared, "The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant." The secret of the Lord is the word of each person's predestination as a son of God and as a man in the image and likeness of God. This word, proclaiming our name and destiny as a son of God, is a great treasure. The Lord himself said, "I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, who call you by your name, am the God of Israel." Inasmuch as the secret of the Lord communicates the riches of our name and life as a son of God, it is equally the place where we abide in the fellowship of Yahweh as part of the true Israel of God. In fact, we are unable to live as a son of God without abiding in this fellowship. The secret place is where we abide in the Father's house and participate by the Spirit in the intercession and travail of their prayer fellowship. It is a place of safety and provision. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 16 verses 25 to 27, Psalm 25 verse 14, Isaiah chapter 45 verse 3, and Psalm 91 verses 1 and 2. For further study, Psalm 91.